Welcome, listeners, to today's podcast. I want to thank you in advance for taking your time out to join us here today. From the island of New Providence in the beautiful country of the Bahamas, this is Teacher Talks, and I'm the one, the only, your hostess with the mostest, Miss A. Bean. And we have some special guests in studio here with us today. But I will leave introductions for a little bit later. So, what is our topic for today? Well, there has been a lot of talk about the integration of technology in education. So, this podcast is focused on highlighting the relevance and importance of ICT in education and how we can utilize these tools to improve operations. So, sit back, relax, because it's time for Teacher Talks. Now, the first thing that we must ask is, why is the presence of educational technology growing in the classroom? Well, today more than ever, the role of educational technology is of great importance because of the use of ICTs. This new generation of kids come ready to work with these new technologies. Therefore, this plays an important role in children's learning and acquiring of knowledge. Now, ICT. What does this stand for? ICT stands for Information and Communication Technologies, which is a generic term that refers to technological tools and resources used to create, collect, store, edit, disseminate, and manage information. Now that we know what ICTs relate to, the real question is, does the use of ICT have a place in our classrooms? Well, there are many benefits to the use of technology in education, and these benefits do not just reflect the students, but also the teachers and administrators as well. ICTs can enhance the quality of education in several ways. One, it increases learner motivation and engagement. Two, it facilitates the acquisition of basic skills. And three, it enhances teacher training. ICTs are seen as transformational tools, which, when used appropriately, can promote the shift to a student-centered learning environment. Through the use of ICTs, teachers are no longer dispensers of knowledge, but rather proactive facilitators. Now, with all that said, I want to take this time to welcome in studio Miss Nan, a fifth grade teacher at the Eva Hilton Primary School here in the Bahamas, Miss Rismines, a third grade teacher at the Gambier Primary School here in the Bahamas, and Miss Riscurry, principal of Gambier Primary. Welcome to Teacher Talks. What are your views about ICT in education? How do you use it as an educator? Ms. Rismines, let's hear from you first.
As a teacher, I use Word documents, first of all, to type up lesson plans, forecasts, quizzes, and exams. Tables help to organize data that is collected, such as students' grades and other information. I use email to communicate with my colleagues and parents to send important notices and links that they need or that may be useful to them. Emails can also be sent to the students to inform them of homework assignments and important events.
Very interesting remarks, Ms. Rismines. Ms. Nan, what about you? How do you use ICT in the classroom?
I guess you can have the students type out their creative writing stories, even type out grammar, use the tablets to watch educational videos and games, and then the emails are used to keep in contact with parents so that they can know what's happening.
Well, it seems as if ICTs play a vital role in education. Mrs. Curry, as an administrator and principal of Gambia Primary School, what are your views of ICT in education?
Having served in the educational system for almost 20 years, I've watched the role of technology expand to information communication technology within the schools. Due to the fact that ICT plays a significant role in society, it is most appropriate for it to be used in schools. ICT must be effectively used in schools to influence the learning process. I encourage all educators to stay abreast of the latest trends to assist with the delivery of information to a technology-driven group of students. It is very important to be diverse and versatile in the planning of lessons. Although the internet can expose some things we don't want our students to see, we must not let that stop us from exploring, but rather use it as an opportunity for students to be sensitized about the negative side of the internet. All in all, though, I totally endorse the use of ICT in education.
After listening to your responses, I would say that we have three fans of ICT in studio today. However, despite the benefits discussed and the numerous others, educational effectiveness of ICTs depend on how they are used and for what purpose. So, like any other educational tool or mode of educational delivery, ICTs do not work for everyone everywhere in the same way. All these things has its uses and abuses, and the same holds for ICT in education. This is where the ISTE standards come into play. The ISTE standards, formerly known as the National Educational Technology Standards, are standards for the use of technology in teaching and learning. Each of us has a role to play in the transformation of education, but none of us has to go to it alone. The family of ISTE standards work in concert to support students, educators, and leaders with clear guidelines for the skills, knowledge, and approaches they need to succeed in this digital age. Well, that's all the time we have today. A special thanks to our studio guests and to all those listening. This is Miss A. Bain. Join us next time for another episode of Teacher Talk.